Hello.
Hello.
In Jim and Andy, the Great Beyond Netflix documentary, I believe that one of the main messages was trying to promote confidence, telling people to do what they want and what makes them happy, instead of letting other people's opinions weigh them down. Carmen, what did you feel the main message was of this documentary?
You know, Jenna, I thought the main message of this documentary is trying to find yourself and finding your true identity, and once you find it, being confident in it and being happy with who you are.
Yeah, being satisfied.
Yes.
Yeah.
Satisfied. Jenna, did you feel any aspects of this documentary, you know, was similar to you in any way relating to your life and your future plans?
You know, personally, I don't have a lot of similarities between my lifestyle and the one that Jim lives, but I'm unsure at the moment what I want to do and what makes me happy, and I currently don't have any future plans. But as for Jim, I know that he also struggled with finding himself and finding what he wanted to be and what eventually makes him happy. He struggled with that a lot.
He did.
And I think that's a common problem that a lot of people have, you know?
Struggling.
Yeah. Self-image.
I agree with you on that, and I thought me trying to find my true self related to him, because he didn't know who he was, and I need to find what I want to pursue in life. And I feel like throughout the whole documentary he was finding like which identity fit him the most and like where he wanted to go to be successful and have happiness. And I feel like that's what I'm trying to do, be happy and find what I want to do.
You know, but he wasn't happy with Jim Carrey.
His
own personality, Jim Carrey, he was not happy with.
So, throughout this whole documentary, what would you give for a rating? A nice rating.
A nice rating for this documentary. I would give this Netflix documentary a 7.3.
And why is that?
Often throughout the video, I was quite confused because I didn't understand completely not necessarily the entire video itself, but Jim feeling the need to take over someone else's personality instead of just
keeping himself.
Yeah, keeping it real with himself.
Keeping it real. You know, if I had to give it a rating, I'd give it a good 6.7.
Why?
6.7. Because I was very confused, but like I was able to connect with the message more. Because, you know, the message was all about, like, true identity, or at least we think it's about, like, true identity and finding your self-image. And I feel like that, for high school students, like, it relates to them a lot, because we're going through high school not knowing really who we are. And, you know, we have to find what we want to do in life.
It sets an example.
Even though he went through a drastic changes, I don't relate to that. I relate to him trying to find someone who he wants to be.
But even rich people, even rich famous people can still be unhappy with how their life is going.
Yes.
Just because they need a change.
They need some type
of change.
Yeah. I felt this documentary also connected with The Tribe that we read in class or for homework.
Annotations.
I felt it related into a way, because in Tribe, it was saying how when something drastic happens in a community, it brings people together. Like, if nothing drastic happens, like, people aren't that close, but I feel like when a huge tragedy happens, that brings people together. And I felt like in this documentary, when Andy got, you know, cancer, you know, it brought people together and it made people, like, closer and everything. And Jim Carrey going through all these changes, even though it was like struggling for other people, I felt like it brought people together to like learn how to deal with his situations.
In times of tragedy, you have to work as a unit.
A unit. And that's what The Tribe talked about, and they worked as a unit. Jim Carrey and his or Andy
and the everybody on
crew.
Set and the whole crew, they worked as a unit.
And they acted different towards him once, you know, this cancer thing.
They accomplished their goal.
Their goal, you know.
Of making the documentary. At least least how I think they wanted to.
Yeah. So Jenna, how do your personal experiences shape our view of others and how we, you know, see others and our perspective of other people?
You know, my personal opinion on this is that everyone has different perspectives.
I agree.
From certain experiences that happen to you, and you subconsciously form thoughts on other people even if you don't even mean to.
So, like, the way we view situations, like, good or bad?
It's not necessarily judging, but you notice things without even meaning to. You notice things about people.
Unconscious.
Yeah, unconscious thoughts. And you can either use those assumptions that you've made about people to make a judgment of them, or you cannot let your initial thoughts of people define who they are or who you think they are, unless you want to actually get to know them. But
because your first initial judgment of someone, that could be totally wrong, because when you get to know them, they could be someone different, someone who you didn't think they were before.
Exactly. So I think that's how our personal experiences shape our view of others, from what has happened to us and what we have witnessed versus what they have witnessed, because we don't know what they've witnessed, because
I agree.
We haven't met them yet, at least. I don't know them well enough to form a judgment.
Did you believe your actions can change the course of your life? I said I don't think things are fated no matter what. I think our actions can change the course of our lives because we go through a bunch of things, and that can, good or bad actions, and I feel like that can really shape our view or where we're headed in life.
Yeah. I mean, people say things happen for a reason.
That's true.
I don't know, like, necessarily how much I believe that, but I think that if you work hard enough and
you're motivated enough
to change something in your life, I think you can do it. And I think Jim knew how funny he was and knew that he could entertain people, but never would have unless he didn't. I mean, he figured that out, that he could do that, that was such an option for him when he decided to become a comedian and an actor. And some people just won't take that leap to try something that they want to do, and he wouldn't be rich either. He wrote himself a check to set his own goal for himself.
And I feel like that also relates to determine our individual pathways to adulthood, because yes, he knew, like you said, he could entertain others, and when you come to realization on what your real passion is in life, that really paves a pathway to adulthood and really sets that path.
Yeah, and another example using Jim Carrey is that he's an artist now. He used to be a famous actor in a lot of movies and a very famous comedian, and he doesn't do either of those now. He just focuses on his artwork because that's what makes him happy.
That's what settles his mind.
That's what makes him happy in this moment, and it's not worth doing anything that doesn't make yourself happy.
Facts.
Living life to the fullest. And
that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, man.